It certainly is a heat wave, so sit down, buckle up, and enjoy the ride. It's 7:40 on this Monday edition of Palmetto Mornings. 75 degrees already right here on WRHI FM 100.1. Your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Brianna Francis.
We have a gentleman in the studio who is taking part in a 100-mile trail running race. It's going to take place in late July. Luckily, not here in South Carolina. It's going to take place in Ohio, which hopefully, Ryan, it will be a little cooler in Ohio.
Right, yeah. You can't imagine the humidity just from yesterday's six-hour run that I had compared to what's in Ohio. So hopefully, maybe there's a cold snap that comes through Ohio that we don't know about in July.
We'll keep our fingers crossed. But his name is Ryan Melton. He went to elementary, middle, and high school here. He's graduated from Northwestern High School, graduate of Winthrop University, and lives here in Rock Hill, works in Fort Mill, and you're taking on this 100-mile trail running race in Ohio. Take us from there. How did this get on your radar?
Right. So there's a group of guys that run locally, guys and girls that are locally here in Fort Mill. You actually had Pat Mitrovich on with the Iron Man. So he's the one that kind of created all of this. But we got invited to run in this endurance running group, which turned into half marathons to 50Ks, which for those who don't know is 30-ish miles. And then we got the bright idea one time to, oh, we should sign up for a 50-miler. And then the next thing you know,
we have different ideas in our head.
So we did that. We signed up for it. There's like three or four of us that signed up for. So basically what it is, it's a 100-mile trail race, and it's a 50-mile run to a turnaround point, and then you run it all in reverse. So it starts at 4 a.m., which is a little early, right?
Yeah.
So we start there, and you get 30 hours to complete it. So some people will finish it well before that, but after 30 hours, you no longer get the finished medal, yeah.
And you're not just doing this because you just enjoy the the pleasure of running 100 miles.
You would think. I don't know if it's called pleasure or if it's called torture at this point.
So tell us a little bit about, this is all in honor of Folds of Honor, correct? A nonprofit organization. So this provides educational scholarships to the spouses and children of military members. So why is this cause, you know, important to you?
Right. So the company that I work for, PCI Group, which is a transactional print company in Fort Mill, South Carolina, actually has partnered with Folds of Honor a good bit through golf tournaments, through local charities. And it's just a different way to give back to military families. Now, don't get me wrong. This 100-mile trail race is absolutely going to be miserable for me, mentally and physically. A lot of people say, oh, you're sacrificing your body. But the real sacrifice is for the men and women who served overseas and served in the military and either have given their life or become disabled. And what better way to honor them is to give back to their family and provide educational journey. So I was like, why not partner with Folds of Honor at the same time and be able to raise money? You can either you can go to the website, thehero100.com. 100, it's 100. Make sure you plug in thehero100.com. And you go there and you can see my journey, all the photo updates, how long I've ran.
Oh, that's awesome.
The why I've done this. I have local sponsors that I've worked with around the Rock Hill, Fort Mill, and Charlotte community. And then it also has a Pledge Now button. You hit that Pledge Now button, it takes you right to the Folds of Honor payment platform. You donate either per mile. If you think I'm only going to get 30 miles, you donate $1 and you only have to donate. But hopefully I do get to that 100-mile mark, and you can donate per mile or a lump sum. And 100% of the proceeds, I want to make sure everybody's clear, 100% of the proceeds go to Folds of Honor. Nothing goes to me. Nothing goes to the sponsors. Mm-hmm. I'm paying my way there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything goes to Folds of Honor. And the great thing about it is the company that I work for, PCI Group, is going to match, if I finish the race, is going to match whatever I've raised.
Well, this is my way to run with somebody. Just donate, and I am with you each mile of the way. But this is fantastic. So they've awarded over 35,000 scholarships. Since 2007, more than $160 million in all 50 states. And among the students served, 41% are minorities. So yeah. How awesome is that?
How fantastic of an organization is. A lot of people have heard of other military-type organizations. This is one that was just brought to light to me the last three or four years. But they've grown just tremendously. QT is one of their major sponsors. If you go to the local QT, you'll see Folds of Honor plastered everywhere.
Yes, yeah. Oh, I have that's seen
right.
That.
Yeah. Yes.
So it's the logos right here, you know, with the folded flag. So, yeah, make sure you visit their website. And as well as thehero100.com. And please pledge. We got one more month. If we can get up to, I'm at $4,600, I think, right now. The goal is like anywhere between $5,000 and $6,000. And then hopefully, if I do finish, PCI Group will be able to double that. So get somewhere between 10 and 12,000.
And the time is ticking down, Lucas. July, you think you can run 100 miles?
No.
This is going to be July 30th and 31st?
It is, yep. Okay. We start that Saturday morning at 4 a.m. and then it ends. You have to finish at, 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. the following morning. And then hopefully somebody will have a wheelchair for me to go around.
Ryan Melton, Rock Hill native, taking part in this 100-mile trail race. It's going to take place in Ohio in late July, July 30th and 31st. Ryan, is it a flat course?
Oh, I wish it was. It's 9,000 feet of elevation. Ugh. So it's 4,500
I was going to say the Midwest
way.
Is pretty,
So I thought so too. That was one of the reasons we signed up for it. But then we looked at the elevation, and it's up and down. There's very rarely just a flat spot that you can get kind of like your cadence in and get going. So it's going to be up and down. But the good thing is I'll have pacers on the back half of the 50. So I run 50 miles, turn around, and on the way back, I can have pacers anytime I want between that mile 51 and 100.
And a lot of the runners have, like, their own pit crew, right? So you've got a team of, what, six?
Right, a team of six, okay. Which includes Laura and Charlie, who I have here. Right now, they're going to be running mile 50 to 58, and then Charlie will be running 90 to 95, and then Laura will finish up between 96 and 100, which she'll probably be carrying me at that point.
So when you say running, they're going to run in your place or run beside you?
Run beside me.
Okay,
yep.
Just as a way to speed you up or slow you down.
Right, yeah. It's incredible. Like, so yesterday, the six-hour run that we had, Laura joined me at hour five. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I was kind of down in the dumps. So it's kind of like a mental boost. Mm-hmm. You get someone, especially someone that that you care for so much, it's kind of like a big boost of energy. So hopefully I'll get that at mile 50
wow.
in the middle of the race.
Ryan, your story is remarkable. It really is.
Yep.
Check out the one, the Hero 100, thehero100100.com to follow Ryan along in his journey and to donate as well.
We look forward to following you.
Yeah,
we know you're going to finish, so we're in your corner.
Yeah, they'll have a link too.
Okay.
The cool thing, the link, the day of the race, you can go on the web on their app and hit my number or my name, and you can follow me live throughout the mountain
cool.
run. So if I stop at mile 67, send someone there.
Oh, man. Well, good luck. Thanks so much for representing Rock Hill, Fort Mill, York County, across the world. We certainly appreciate it. A great man with a big heart.
Thanks for having me on.